Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, men and women of all ages, to another wonderful edition of The Night Shift, coming live to you from the Mr. Nice Guy Studios in Atlanta, Georgia. Time to tune your dial to the station to make you smile. WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. Mr. Nice Guy Radio. This is The Night Shift. I am your host, Guy Nice. We are here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Sponsored and brought to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr. _ Nice Guy Tees. Also on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tees. And the online store is squareup.com/market/MNGTees, T-E-E-S. Make sure you enter your promo code, Guy Nice. Get your discount. Also show your support for the radio show and help us to possibly get some more on-air radio time here with you. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation. Shout out to everybody in the radio land. 516-418-5813. That's the call-in number, 516-418-5813. Take time, get on your line. Get on the line, share what's on your mind. Now, me as usual, we got the at-work check-in, so you're out there grinding like we grinding. We want to hear from you. And also, any questions or comments you may have for your host, Guy Nice, that's me. Welcome to the Night Shift. One of the things that I was concerned about with my kids, I don't want to say concerned, but it crossed my mind. It wasn't a major concern, but it was something that I felt about. Like, I got a pit bull. I got a dog. Not only do I got a dog, but I got a pit bull. And I got some buddies, and I feel like they good brothers, but off the rip, it's like, oh, no. Nah, I never had a pit bull around my kid, blah, 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 blah. And we done had the conversations, and I done shared my point of view and the information, all of that, and they still feel how they feel. And even subscribe to the propaganda from the other side, talking about how terrible and aggressive pit bulls are as dogs. I'm not saying that they are not aggressive dogs or that they can't be aggressive dogs, but I'm saying you can have aggressive dogs in every breed. It was very interesting event or circumstance that brought me and my dog Rocco together. I never really had a dog. Like, I done had some pets. Like, one time when I was younger, I got a bitch a dog, and the bitch dipped, so I got stuck with the dog, you know what I'm saying? Foster care. But I ain't really take care of the motherfucker. I was busy, man. I had shit to do. So it's kind of like my parents picked up their responsibility and took care of that dog until he ended up dying. So I never really had a pet, took care of a pet, none of that shit. And we were talking about it. My wife always grew up with dogs and stuff. And you know what I'm saying? She wanted to suggest we get a dog and shit. Now, you know, well, maybe she ain't suggested. Maybe I just heard stories about growing up with dogs and her affection towards dogs made me feel like, yeah, fuck it, we should get a dog. And I'm like, man, of course, I want a pit bull, man. You know what I'm saying? Of course I want a pit bull. So I just respect, well, I get to that. Of course I want a pit bull. So, you know what I'm saying? She hooked it up as an anniversary gift, and that's how I got my dog, Rocco. That's how we came together. Secretly, we rescued him from a meth lab. You know what I mean? When we went down to check it out, it was a terrible situation. So we broke him out, you know what I'm saying, rescued him. So he's a rescue dog. How about that? That's an even better story. Rescued him from the meth lab. That's how me and Rocco became best friends. So raised him from a pup like 6 weeks, you know what I'm saying? And I had great ambitions for my man. You know, he was going to be super trained. And I tried to take him to a BDN school, and we taught him good little tricks and all that shit and whatever. But my man be on 10 all the time. My man got no chill. Very high energy dog. Feel like he got anxiety and shit too, a little bit. Separation anxiety and shit. But we raised him for a pup, and he a good dog overall. I can't really have him at family functions and shit because he'll jump on people. He not jumping on you to hurt you. He just want to say what's up, you know what I mean? But also, he don't fuck around either. You just can't grab him up and manhandle him and shit either, you know? So it's kind of like you have all these different people here, and then a lot of people are scared because he's a pit bull. It's been like that ever since I had him, except for when he was a puppy. When it was a puppy, everybody, oh, he's so fucking cute. Oh, look, can we touch him? And then now he's a grown-ass dog, and it's like, oh, shit. We going, like, no, man, you got a good grip on him and shit. I kind of, it crossed my, not to say he ain't well-behaved, but he be on his own shit, you know what I'm saying? And to a degree, I don't trust him. So I know it's fucked up to say about my friend, but it's just a result of our relationship. I didn't put the time into my friend as I should have in his early developmental stages. So, do you know what I mean? I try to learn from that lesson. But he turned out good, man. He a good dog. So I just wondered how the interaction was going to be with him and the kids and what the fuck that was going to be like. How much, you know, still got to keep an eye on you. Don't get it fucked up. But you know what I'm saying? I want my kids to grow up with him, though, because he's a member of our family. You know what I'm saying? I also want my kids to grow up with dogs. Like, I want to get them each a dog. And, like, you know, when they get older and they can take care of it and shit, teach them about responsibility. It feel like it's good to have pets. You know what I mean? Everything, well, not everything, but you know what I'm saying? A lot of these life lessons can be learned and illustrated through relationships that you foster and have with other people and/slash animals, other life forms that inhabit the planet. So when we brought the baby home, I didn't even take no great deal of precaution or nothing. You know what I'm saying? We had been set him up to sleep in another room because we were spending less time here when my wife got hospitalized. For all y'all who follow the show, you know, y'all already know what I'm talking about. But everybody was a new listener during the 28th week of the pregnancy. No, it was like 24th week of the pregnancy. They admitted my wife to the hospital. That it felt like due to the complications that you might have to induce labor any time and we got to keep an eye on this. So around 29 weeks my kids were born, they were super preemies and shit, you know what I'm saying? So it was a lot of whatever. You know what I mean? I guess the situation was super serious. I'm not telling the story and presenting it to you like it was super serious because throughout that time, I did what I always do and try to have the best attitude, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a preacher or a pastor, but I believe in God, right? So throughout that time, I put my focus there. Like, my wife need me for support because, of course, she worried. Everybody else worried, too. And I'm pretty much the mouthpiece right now. I'm the representative. And I don't want to convey anything to anybody else to make them worry, man. It's nothing in this life you should worry about. It's my own opinion that majority of things that happened to you are your fault. You caused these events and these actions with some decision you made previously. So why should you worry about that? It's already done, motherfucker. That's already signed, sealed, and shipped. You just ain't got no tracking info. Might pop up any day now. Kind of like my VR headset from Samsung. You know what I'm saying? Might be today, might be in June. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. I ain't going to complain, though, man. You know what I'm saying? It was a dope promotion for those of y'all unfamiliar. Samsung S7 now hit the market. And initially, it was only it was Samsung initially, right, that did the free VR shit. They was doing it with all carriers. So you could go out there and get the S7. And by getting the S7, you get a coupon. You get a coupon to go and apply and register for this $100 VR headset. Also, dope little plug with T-Mobile. I plug T-Mobile, the other guy, you know what I'm saying? He an advocate for T-Mobile. T-Mobile's running a deal, too, that if you add another line to your plan, it's $10 a month, unlimited data, unlimited everything, huh? Unlimited everything, and they give you the fucking S7 phone for free. They pay for it for you. So you get the phone for free for $10 a month for a new line, and that shit made you eligible to get the new motherfucker and get the fucking VR for free. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Samsung, man, doing a big thing with that S7. You might be able to look to the other guy for phone reviews and other products and shit. We'll see what happens, man. We got a lot of things working around in the pipeline here. So, shout out Samsung, though, for free VR and all that shit. I feel like most things that happen to you is your fault. You cause them. You know what I mean? Ain't no point in worrying about it. It gonna happen. Relax. I never want to express or be a cause for worry for other people, even though I feel like I do without intentionally. You know, it's just who I am that make people worry, I feel like. But I don't want to make people worry, dog. You know what I'm saying? I try my best not to worry. You know what I mean? If you're looking for a reason, try to find something to worry about. It's always going to be something there. Not to sound cliche and that I just, oh, man, God going to take care of it and all that. But I do believe that. And I had to continue to believe that. But at the same time, I had to do the thing that I had to do. I had to make sure that I was being supportive and being a good partner to my wife and being encouraging. And then when the kids were born, make sure I was going to the hospital and seeing the kids and spend my time with them and talk to them and touch them and hold them. And, you know what I'm saying? All that. So I could be whatever catalyst to your growth. Because as silly as it may sound, I believe that these things are powerful. I believe that this shit serve a purpose. I believe that human people, like, we go to doctors and all that shit, but you'd be amazed at how much healing you would get just sitting down with a good group of people and having a nice time laughing and shit and just having a good talk and getting to share some things that you might not necessarily share with everybody. Another thing that makes us great here, Mr. Nice Guy, is that we're strangers. So you could call me on my personal phone that Mr. Nice Guy giving me, my new S7. This episode brought to you by Samsung. So, you can call my personal line anytime. You don't have to really disclose who you are. I may ask, but you don't have. It ain't a requirement. And you can talk about any motherfucking thing you want to. You can call this show here any night. You know what I'm saying? We got some of our other fellow family members in the Nice Guy Nation who don't necessarily disclose that much personal information about themselves. It's all up to you. You know? But if you have the option where you could call anybody in the Mr. Nice Guy staff and talk about something that's a problem for you and remain anonymous and just have a conversation with a human being, like, bro, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to track you down, but I would like to stay in touch with you. You know what I'm saying? But if you ain't fucking with me, it's cool. I ain't fucking with you. I still might tell you, you know, happy birthday or, you know what I'm saying, congratulations or whatever on your major life events and shit. But, bro, it's all good, man. If you tell us you don't want to be bothered with us, we ain't finna fuck with you. But that's what we here for. We here for the people that need somebody to listen to them. We here for the people that's looking to build connections with other people. We looking for the other awesome motherfuckers out here living like us. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's what life about, trying to make that connection. Shout out to Mr. Night Guy for making this shit possible every day. We got to remember to take advantage of opportunities like that and not let them things slip past us. You know what I mean? But I feel like that's the energy that we pass as human beings, especially in groups. You know what I mean? You be at a concert with people and then, you know, motherfuckers killing that shit. You get chill bumps and shit. You know what I mean? All that type of shit. Like, you feel, it make you feel. You feel that shit. If it's a good concert, you know what I'm saying? Make you feel that shit. Movies, too. Talks, like lectures and shit like that. Classroom activity and shit. What them debates and the campaign rallies and all that shit they doing now, all that shit. The energy from groups of people is powerful. So I try to, you know, cultivate the best energy possible because I feel like that's what the situation deserves. That's what it requires. Everybody in that situation requires the best possible energy, the best positive energy possible. My kids need it so they could thrive and so they could grow, you know what I'm saying? And they could, whatever they may be feeling in terms of stress or pressure, alleviate it. You know what I mean? It's cool. Everybody got you. That's why I was kind of concerned sometimes about the different nurses that work in the NICU and whoever was on the shift at the time. Now, it would be very difficult for me to take shots at any of them because what they do is difficult to do. You know what I'm saying? It takes a special kind of person to go and sit inside this complex of, or whatever the fucking compounds. You know what I'm saying? They keep shit locked down like you. You know what I'm saying? So for any person to go and work inside this area with all these babies, baby crying, making noise and all type of shit, this is very serious circumstances that are taking place here. I'm sure not all of these babies make it out, you know what I'm saying? It's all type of shit that you're going to see and deal with on a daily basis going into this place. And on top of that, it's a job, so it comes with all the other shit that, you know, oh, this broke, oh, they ain't got this, they out of this, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, this is the same thing. Healthcare is the same thing as BrandsMart and fucking Best Buy and, you know, all this shit, bro. Except for Samsung. Try to get some of that ad money, y'all. And Mr. Nice Guy, of course. Sorry. Sponsored and brought to you by First and Foremost. So that's my focus, and that's what I try to do. So, you know what I mean? I never tell nobody, you know, whatever, what, you know, whoop, whoop, whoop. So we didn't have a lot of time to prepare and do things because my wife was in the hospital and stuff, and, you know, all these things were going on, and whoop, 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 whoop. And we got the dog. I had to move him to another area so that he wouldn't be alone, so he'd have somebody that could look out for him and be there. Because of my man, I'm going to take care of him, too, as best I can. So, you know, now with the baby coming home recently, on Saturdays, like, okay, now we're going to see what the fuck going on and shit, whatever. And he's been super chill, man. He's been very cool. It ain't been no, oh, shit, you know, whatever. Not even no accidental shit. You know, it definitely has been nothing. He hasn't been aggressive anyway, but it definitely not even been no accidental shit that's been like, oh, shit, man. Like, gotta watch out for that. He still jump up on the bed, but to my knowledge, it's best for the baby not to be on the bed. You know what I'm saying? I was specifically told that. You know what I'm saying, by an authority figure that's a doctor. So all of those things meant to me that, yeah, if I don't put the baby on the bed, what happened if the baby get on the bed and it go bad? Oh, the baby died? Oh, you know, yeah, probably ain't doing that. I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? I just don't see what would be the point of me doing that. I've been instructed not to do so, and it doesn't really seem to be anything else that would compel me to do otherwise. So, of course, the dog will jump on the bed. That's where he feels more comfortable. But he ain't jumping up in, you know, in the little whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I had a conversation with another one of my partners, and he said he used to have a pit bull, too, and that when he got married and they had their first kid, his wife made him get rid of his dog and shit. And he felt bad and shit, like, damn, oh, man, you know, whatever. And he felt like it was cool that I got to keep my dog and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I don't, like, my wife, like I told you, brought this great personality into our family. So, I'm fortunate on many levels. I know that hurt my man. I had to get rid of his dog, and I couldn't really see that being something that's an option for me, man. When I was living in these apartments, probably like 4 years ago, that's where I was when I got him. So I was excited and shit. Like, man, I got my little buddy, man. I got my little puppy now and shit. I'm kicking it. And I talked to the other guy. I called the other guy. I'm like, yeah, man, I got dog, you know, whatever, you know what I'm saying, blah, blah, blah. And I was super proud of my man and shit. And the other guy say something to me that I didn't even think of. He said, man, you sure it's cool for you to have a pit bull in your apartment? So I'm like, man, yeah, why the fuck wouldn't it be? I got dog. I just pay the pet fee and shit, everything will be all good. I guess this was my foolishness at the time. And he said, well, you know, some apartment, you can't have certain breeds of dogs and shit and whatever, and blah, blah, blah. So I said, okay. Let me see what the fuck he talking about. So I went and got my lease and shit, started looking at my lease, and I be damn, it's like you can't have no rock. Now, one of my neighbors at the time had a Rottweiler, big-ass Rottweiler. He be sitting out on the stairs smoking blunts, and the Rottweiler be right there with him and shit. But he was cool. The dog was cool, too. I come home. I'm coming home from work, going up the stairs, go to the crib, walk past him, puff, puff, pad. He passed it to me, puff, puff, pad. I pass it back, pet the dog, and be on my way. They were chill. But probably like 2 weeks after I lived there, buddy wasn't there no more. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to the mystery blunt man with the fucking Rottweiler and shit. So, So I'm thinking it's all G, but I started reading this shit, and I'm like, oh, shit, so you can't have these dogs. I already got this motherfucker too late. And I ain't letting him go, bro. He ain't going nowhere. He with us now. He been here for 3 days. You know what I'm saying? First night, this motherfucker cried like a kid all night, bro. All night crying shit. So my plan was I'm a take him to the class because, I want my man to be a model citizen, man. I want him to reform people's opinion of what a pit bull dog is. I want him to see him, be like, man, he's so well-behaved. He good, got manners and shit. He cool, he pretty and shit. Like, man, fuck with this dog, man. That's what's up, bro. Your dog cool as you is. But instead, you know what I'm saying? He be on 10 all the time, bro. But my plan was to take him to the obedience class and, you know what I'm saying, get the certificates and shit and tell the lady, you know, whatever I need to do, I'm willing to do so that I can keep my dog here. And I go down there, I get up the next day, I go to the rent office and shit, and I tell them that I wanted to speak to the manager of the property, and they said, well, she's on a conference call or something at the moment. She's busy. If you leave your information, she'll get in touch. They said, what's it regarding? I said, regarding the pet policy. Here go my information. And she ain't never called me, man. So I felt like by her lack of effort in following up with me, we made an agreement that I was going to keep the dog and they were just going to eat that. You know what I'm saying? I felt like that's the decision that we both made. That's at least that was the agreement on my end. And I felt like by you not responding, it's kind of like if you don't go to court, then they just make their decision and whatever happened to you, motherfucker. So we had court and that was the decision that was handed down. So we continue moving. But due to this shit, it was other instances with other people, like I said, on the property who did have other types of dogs and shit, and where they were told to get rid of their dog or vacate the property. Some of them chose to vacate the property. So I didn't really want to get in a situation like that, so we tried to keep the dog low. And for like probably like 2 years, bro, my man grew up sneaking around trying to shit, you know what I'm saying, hiding behind trees and running through trails and shit, so the people from the rent office don't see I got this pit bull in my apartment and shit. So every time they come in and do maintenance or whatever, I got to stash my dog somewhere, you know what I'm saying, or drop him off at your grandma's house, or, you know what I'm saying, take him to, you know, whatever. He got to go somewhere. One time I was crazy, you know what I'm saying, the fucking apartment started flooding and shit, and then my wife had to bail out and take the dog. I'm at work and shit, but I'll tell you that story another time. It's crazy. But at this particular apartment I'm living, had to raise this dog for 2 years and shit. No bullshit, I'm getting ready to move out of these apartments and go to a house. Because we like, yeah, man, he needs a yard and shit. And we trying to move up, man. We trying to move up in the world. We kind of, we battling on this apartment living. We done did this for long enough. That's cool. Let's go do something else. We coming up, so we trying to, you know, bring status quo up. Do this for our family. Our family is standing. Let's look out. So we find a little house, we put the money in, it's locked, every deal signed and everything. We moving in on Friday, right? We had already lined ourselves up that we were going to pay our lease out, you know what I'm saying? Like, we wasn't going to be there. It was maybe, you know, a week or two left in the month. We weren't going to be there, but, you know what I'm saying, rent was already paid and shit. We cool, we got this other shit. We turned the utilities off and all that, we out. So I'm coming back with the dog, and I had this cool ass, this new cool ass neighbor downstairs, Dusty, man, and he was a former Marine and in the National Guard and shit, and he was in the airsoft and shit like that, and he had this fucking AK-47 airsoft, and he took his optic laser off of the fucking AR-15 that he got, you know what I'm saying, off of his real fucking AR-15 and put it onto the AK-47, and he's standing out in the breezeway shooting targets and shit rapid fire with the machine gun. Da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? So I see Buddy, so I got the dog and shit. I'm going upstairs, and then I pass the people from the rent office. It was new management at this point, by the way. So, you know what I'm saying? The other people I end up getting kind of cool with, you know what I mean? But these people, they knew. I ain't even really fuck with them. They ain't been here long enough. So I see the lady, and then I try to sneak off in the crib. Like, hopefully she don't see which apartment I'm going into. So I come to the crib the next day, and they left a letter on my motherfucking door that said that they're coming back on Friday. No, coming back on the following Monday to do a walkthrough of our apartment, and that we need to get rid of any animals or pets that we may have that are not in compliance with terms of our lease. So when I found this paper, I was literally coming to move shit out of the apartment. So I'm laughing. I'm like, yeah, fuck them. They're going to come in here Monday, dog. It ain't finna be shit in here. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be like, what? These motherfuckers just said, fuck it, dog. Oh, yeah? We taking everything out of this bitch. You crazy. Fuck it. Fuck out of here. You tell me to get rid of my dog, dog. I disappeared. I had a neighbor upstairs, man. My buddy Stan did the same thing. Disappeared, dog. He just jumped out of his lease. He was tired of the bullshit with the management company, tired of them not giving a fuck about his concerns and shit as a tenant, and that lack of attention. And I think they said something to him about raising the rent or something. I'm not sure, man, but he was just fed up, and he was like, fuck it. He finna be out. So it was a funny situation because he stayed above me. In these particular apartments, you had a walkout balcony, right? So the people downstairs had a porch, but everybody above them got a walkout balcony. So my balcony's above their porch, and his balcony's above mine. Which, really, like, this was really an awkward situation when I first got my dog. So, you know what I'm saying? He was a puppy, and we were letting him shit on the porch. You know what I'm saying? Which was kind of fucked up. We were letting him outside on the porch. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't necessarily letting him out to shit, but that's why I was letting him walk around so I can't take him down there and shit be seen with him. And he would shit outside. And sometimes, you know, he got that liquidy shit, red, dripping through it on your fucking porch and shit. One time my wife done went out there and cleaned their porch, bro. That's how I really was. But they was cool about it. But so Stan live above me. So me and Stan done had conversations before. Just I'm on the porch and he's on the porch. I never even seen the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm talking to him and I don't even know him. That's how we got to know each other. And then I started seeing him. But on his last day there, he came by and he's like, hey, man, I need some help real fast. I'm moving this shit out. Like, I need you to help me move this washer and dryer real fast. I said, bet. You know, I ain't doing shit. I go up there. Now, I be burning. I assume Stan knows I be burning. You know what I'm saying? I feel like everybody in the world knows I be burning. When they see me, that's like one of the main things that people ask me no matter where I go on the planet. What's up, man? Where the weed at? You know where the weed at? You got some weed, man? What's up? You know what I'm saying? Just like I'm the fucking head. I must look like Tommy Chong's son or something. I look like if Chong had a son with cheeks. In Junior, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man. I'm proud of a transgender relationship. Oh, man. Oh, man, oh, man, double time, two time for Drake, man. But I ended up kicking it with Stan that day and smoking a joint with him and shit, finding out he's smoking. He was a cool-ass dude, you know what I'm saying? Gave me a fucking mountain bike for helping him move the washer and dryer, and he dipped, and he went to the Blue Ridge Mountains in North Carolina and shit, said he found a cool little spot, went back to the mountains. Shout out to Stan, man. Shout out to all the cool ass people I done met in my lifetime, man. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation. Shout out to my motherfucking dog, Rocco, man. We still striving to change the standards and the stereotypes of pit bulls and shit. That's one thing that here, Mr. Night Guy, we advocate for. So I just wanted to come and bring that little story for y'all and let y'all know. It ain't that bad, bro. It's a lot of pit bulls that grow up with kids every day. And they're protective of the children, and they view the children as equal members of the family. They're even obedient to the children if you do the shit right, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to put the time in. So that's something I learned the hard way. It's another reason why I brought the story. Hopefully you don't got to learn it the hard way. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. I always appreciate the love and support, man. This has been another edition of The Night Shift. I have been your host, Guy Nights, and it's been my motherfucking pleasure, man. We are here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Sorry about that. Shout out to everybody in Nice Guy Nation one more time, man. We'll see y'all motherfuckers again tomorrow. 10 in. I'm on the other side.